Baruch Mabom, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night Parsha class. Today's date is Ches Iyar Tovshin Pei Beis, corresponding with the English calendar, May 9th, 2022. This week's Parsha is Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor is famous for the fact that many Yomim Tovim is read from Parshas Emor, and therefore, even though Parshas Emor comes around once a year, but because of the Yomim Tovim, we have visited the Parsha many, many times. But Parshas Emor has very many other aspects and important dinim and information that's very pertinent to us. Parshas Emor begins talking about Kohanim, the Kedusha of Kohanim. Parshas Emor talks about Shabbos and all of the Yomim Tovim. Parshas Emor talks about the Lechem Haponim towards the end, and finally that sad story, the infamous story of the Mekalel, of the person who was caught cursing Hashem. I would like to talk about all three aspects and find what is the relevance and connection between all of the parts of the parasha that I've just mentioned. I would like to give it a title that I've given on my own. Looking at the parasha with all its different parts, I would like to say this parasha is giving us a major lesson in chinuch habanim v'habanos, a major lesson in how to raise children. So let's begin with the beginning of the parasha. The parasha that begins talking about the Kohanim. I'd like to read the first four psukim. Begins Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Emor el ha-Kohanim, b'nei Aharon. Speak unto the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron. V'yamarta alayhem, and you shall say to them, L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, to a soul, a person shall not become tamei. A kohen has to be careful not to come into contact with a person who died. That's why even till today, kohanim have to be careful in walking in buildings that might have someone who died. You know, hospitals usually have somebody there that died, and of course, if it's because of health reasons, then we waver the halacha. But in general, kohanim have to be careful about making themselves extra tamei, even though we're all tamei anyway. The pasuk continues, when can a kohen become tamei? Kiyum l'sheirei hakarav elav, only to a relative that's close to him, such as l'imoy, to his mother, or the other than to his father, v'levno, v'levitai, and to his son and his daughter, or the ochav, and to his brother, v'le'achoysei ha'pesula ha'krev elav, and to his sister, who is still close to him, has not married out of the family to another family, ha'shalohoysei l'ishla yitama. Lo yitama, and she was not married to a man, so you can be tami to her. Lo yitame baal ba'amav v'heichalai. Person is not to, a kohen is not to become tame to any person in his people to desecrate his kedusha. This is the first four psukim. Rashi, a famous Rashi that many people have heard and learned, says the following. Emor v'yamarta. Why does it say emor v'yamarta? Twice the word saying. The truth of the matter is, if you want to study the pasuk, it says three times. It starts with the word vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and then it says to Moshe, Hashem saying to Moshe, emor v'yamarta. What's the necessity of repeating the words emor v'yamarta? Says Rashi, lahazir gedolam al hakatanim, to instruct and to warn the adults, the older generation, the Kohanim, who are already learned, to train the Ketanim, the younger Kohanim, that they be trained to be careful in how they conduct themselves as Erechei Kohanim, young Kohanim. They have to be trained to stay away from things that are Tamei, that might defile them. And this is one explanation that is obviously the meaning of the pasuk. However, you take it a step further, as the Ramban explains, this is a reference over here that I will quote the Sefer Chideko, my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Dov Keller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who explains the Ramban, and he says the following: Ela af tzrichim lachankim shiyakiru es mailosam hanim tzaas behem. It's not enough just to tell them, don't become tummy and don't touch this and stay away from that, and you have to be careful that you have to wash your hands before you go into the Beis HaMikdash so your hands remain tahor and clean. But it's not just that. It means that to instruct the young Kohanim to their the unusual place in Klal Yisrael. They are unique and they're special. Tell them and train them how important they are to the Jewish people. Explain to them that they are unusually special, that when they grow up, they will, Mi'etz Hashem, do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to make people who are Tamei Tahar. They'll cleanse people. They will bring korbanos, and they'll be the liaison for Klal Yisrael. Know the special level of uniqueness that they have. They should be honored, and their hearts and their spirits should be raised, that they are special, and by doing that, it will infuse into the Kohanim, into the young Kohanim, the value of being careful and not defiling themselves. And I will quote from my Rebbe Sefer, and when they become older, they should be told, Kisiv se kohen yishmu das, the lips of the kohen will guard the das, the din avitera, Yavakshmi Pihu. They will guard the dinim, and Torah will be sought from their mouths. They have to realize they are being groomed as future leaders, and it's not a small matter. It's fitting for such a person to be trained and to accustom himself with that lofty goal to strive for greatness, and by that they will be able to attain their level of purity and sanctity. However, my Rebbe took it a step further, and this is something which we would convert what I'm saying not only to Pirkei Kohanim, that the elders are supposed to train the youngers, is even referring to Yisraelim, to the common Ben Yisrael, is that he has to realize that every Ben Yisrael is special. Every Ben Yisrael carries with him a sign of greatness and has a tremendous responsibility of doing mitzvahs and reflecting Hashem's name wherever he goes. The joy he should be taught, the Ben Yisrael shall be taught of the joy of serving Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and being in the army of Hashem is to be special, is to be unique. And the parsha, although starts off talking about Kohanim, and the elder Kohanim are instructed to train the younger Kohanim. However, from this parsha, we see that it can be extrapolated not only to the Kohanim and their younger generation, but it certainly could carry over to the Ben Yisrael, who as well has the necessity to raise the value and the importance of Yiddishkeit and the Ben Yisrael in the eyes of his children. And this is brought out in this week's parsha by discussing it, by talking about the Kohanim. And we can go and take the next step after we talked about training the younger generation. The parsha later on talks about Yomim Tovim. What's the relevance of Yomim Tovim to the education and the instruction that the Torah is advising the Kohanim to teach their younger generation? What is the relevance of Yomim Tovim? And Reb Chaim Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Zichron Melech, says in one of his essays a phenomenal thing. The Yomim Tovim have so much in it. The Yomim Tovim has in it such spirit and such relevance in training the family of the greatness of a Ben Yisrael. In every Yontif, we say the Tefillah, Atov v'chartonu mikol ha'amim, you Hashem have chosen us from all the nations, Ahavta Isanu, you love us, Ratzisa banu, and you have chosen us. V'remamtanu mikol ha'lishaynais, you have raised us from all the languages, all the tongues, v'kidashtanu b'mitzvesecha, and you have sanctified us with your mitzvahs, and you have brought us close to your service, and your holy name, and your great name and holy name you have placed upon the Bnei Yisrael. And when we observe Yontif with the right spirit, and with the right simcha, every Yontif, whether it's Pesach, whether it's Shavuos, whether it's Sukkos, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yomim Tovim each have a unique message in them. And you have your family around the table, and you have them listen to how you make Kiddush, and how you sing Zmirais, and how you talk about the various halachas that surround the Yontif, and the various Divrei Torah that encapsulate the message of Yontif. The children become inspired. The children become trained. This is perhaps the relevance that in the parsha that dealing with training the Kohanim, we have the parsha that deals with Shabbos and Yomtiv, all to teach us the importance how the family is to live the life of Shabbos and Yomtiv with the right spirit, and therefore it conveys the right message. And now we can see the relevance of the Yomim Tovim in the parsha that deals with Kohanim. And at the end of the parsha, we are We are instructed, we are, we see, we read about the infamous story of the Makalel. The Makalel was a person who cursed Hashem's name. What was the story? Let me read you the pasuk. It's at the end of the parasha. Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Yud. Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis. There was this man, the son of a Isha Yisraelis, a Jewish woman, Vahu ben Ish Mitzri. He was the son of a Mitzri, B'soch b'nei Yisrael, that lived among the Jewish people. Vayinatsu b'machne. And he fought in the Machne, Ben HaYisraelis, this son of this Yisraelis, the Ish HaYisraeli. There was a man, a Jew, and that fought with this Ben HaYisraelis. And the fight surrounded where he was going to put his tent. He parked his tent in Shevet Dan. Now the history goes that this person came about, he was born to this woman, this Jewish woman, who was lived by this Mitzri, who was later killed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw this Mitzri whip nearly to death the husband of this woman. What happened was, this Mitzri wanted to live with this woman, so he instructed her husband to go do work outside in the field. And since it was at night, she wasn't able to tell it wasn't her husband that laid with her, and she ended up becoming pregnant from this Mitzri. Later we know that Moshe Rabbeinu had killed this Mitzri with the name of God, with the Shem HaMeforash, as he tried to whip this man to death, because he knew the man found out that he had laid with his wife. And now she became pregnant and gave birth to this Ish Mitzri. So this Ish Mitzri thought he was part of Shevet Dan, because after all, his mother, the Ben Ish Yisraelis, was from Shevet Dan, and the people in Shevet Dan were very upset. He says, "This is not a Jew who belongs here. His father is a goy." And only from those who have fathers or are from the descendants from Shevet Dan belong here. What he did, he got into a fight with the people from Shevet Dan, or at least with one person. They said, "You don't belong here." They finally brought him to the basin of Moshe Rabbeinu. And when he left the basin of Moshe Rabbeinu, he cursed Hashem. And then afterwards, he was brought to Moshe to decide what is his punishment, and he had to be stoned. The pasuk says, "Vayika ben Ha'isha Yisraelis es Hashem, Vayakalel." This ben Ha'isha Yisraelis went ahead and cursed Hashem. "Vayaviu Eisei El Moshe." He was brought back to Moshe. "V'shem Ima Shalomis Bas Divri L'mati Dan." The name of this woman was Shalomis Bas Divrei to Shevet Dan. "Vayenichuhu b'mishpa," they put him in like a prison, in confinement, in a way he couldn't run away. "Lifash lahem al pi Hashem," to decide what punishment shall we give this person who cursed Hashem in public. Rashi says, when he left, where did he leave? "Vayetze ben ha'ish Yisraelis," says Rashi. From where did he come out? So Rabbi Levi said, "Me'ilamai," from his world. me'elama yatsa, from his world, from being a Jew. Rabbi Brachia Aimer, Rabbi Brachia says, he made fun of the parsha before that had to deal with Lechem Aponim. The story with Lechem Aponim was that the Lechem Aponim was bread that was baked 1 week and served to the Kohanim a week later, and it was miracle, a bread that it was as hot from the oven a week later as if it was just baked and fresh as anything. And he started to make fun of the Lechem Aponim, and that was another reason why Rashi says why he cursed. And the third reason is that he went to the Beis Moshe Rabbeinu, and he went ahead and he was found guilty that he was not allowed to take a piece of property from Shevet Dan, and he came out and he cursed. So, and at any rate, as Rashi explains, because of this, he went out from his world. Now, what was the cause of all this? The cause of all this, he had no father. His father was a goy. He didn't have a father to train him. And because he lacked the proper chinuch and got angry, didn't control himself, and he cursed Hashem. So the parsha is wound and bound with the rules of chinuch. The parsha starts talking about the responsibility of a father, a kohen, to train his children to serve Hashem properly and to be careful from tumah and to follow the laws of a kohen. And we continue and extrapolate from that it wasn't only referring to Kohen, but my Rebbe explained it refers to even any family member and that has to be instructed from his parents how to live and how to serve Hashem. And then we talked about the Yomim Tovim, how the Yomim Tovim itself has so much inspiration and so much simcha, and so much kedusha. That's all part of the training of a child, led by the parents. Then at the end of the parsha, we have the famous or infamous story of the Mekalel, the terrible story that happens without chinuch. There is this important lesson that carries over. And I would like to impart with all of you a special message. First of all, we know that everybody has his world of Yiddishkeit, the world of Torah. And we are warned in Pirkei Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Chav Ches, what Rabbi Elazar HaKapor says. Let me quote you the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar HaKapor Omer, Hakina v'hataiva v'hakovoid motzien es ha'odam min ha'olam. Kina, jealousy, taiva, is lust for immorality and kavod, and honor, to seek honor and pride, and be conspicuous in the eyes of others so that you'll be seen and be honored for whatever you have. Takes a person out of this world. It's both worlds, from the physical world and from the spiritual world, from both worlds. A person could be involved with all of these, each of these three things, jealousy, immorality, or honor, or covet. Each one has the power to kill a person and put a person completely out of his world. And that can also cause a person to lose his olam haba. And therefore, we heard what has happened to the Mekalel. the Mekalel ended up being removed from this world. This was all a cause. Mekalel wasn't trained. Therefore, he caused this terrible Chilul Hashem. How important it is that we derive from this parsha this message of how important it is to do the best we can and be mechanech our younger generation as best as we can. And parents are role models. They can do it. They have to apply themselves. They can be very successful if they are focused on doing their best and in training their children. I would like to share with you a story that I heard many, many years ago. I attended a Torah Masorah convention, and there it was probably attended by 1,200, maybe 1,500 people. It was a Friday night, and this Rabbi Siegel got up, and he's talking to all of us teachers, and it was, I think, Parshas Noach at the time. Not 100% sure, I know, but he told us the story, the famous story that happened with Noach and the lion. Noach was injured by a lion, and the Medrash Tanchuma, as mentioned in Rashi, explains why it was important to talk about Noach's injury while he was feeding the lion. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that the lion was angry at Noach because he delayed in his dinner. So what was the message that the lion was trying to import to us? So what was the implication of this Medrash Tanchuma? What was the message that we have to walk away and learn something that is inspirational? Said Rabbi Siegel, that the lion was telling Noach, I want you to know, Noach, I am a lion. I am the king of all the animals. And I'm the last lion. Don't you dare serve the last lion his dinner late. You have to care for me. And therefore he was angry and gave him a whack. Rabbi Siegel looks at all of us and tells us, your Talmidim, your children, are the last lions. They're the last lions before Mashiach. Take good care of them. Train them. Teach them. Inspire them. Show them the right way from the wrong. Be the proper mentor that will shape their lives. And if you're talking about already not a little kid, if you're talking about a bar mitzvah boy, so then the bar mitzvah boy is already capable of understanding that he is the last lion. He has to be inspired to know that he has a goal in this world. It doesn't necessarily mean he has to be a Kohen to aspire to the level of knowing he's the last lion. Every child today is the last lion. And he has to be instructed and trained to prepare himself in Torah, in mitzvos, in fearing God, Yirat Shamayim, so that he'll be Mekabel Mashiach, hopefully speedily in our days. This is the message of the parsha. We are so close to Mashiach these days. The world is in upheaval. And as my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Dov Keller Zitzal, said many years ago in the Aguda convention, he said, the world is in upheaval. Today, it's not one world in upheaval. There are many worlds in upheaval. The financial world is in upheaval. Look what's happening with the stock market. One day it's up, one day it's hundreds of points down. Things that were dirt cheap years ago. I remember when I came to Toronto 45 years ago, a liter of gas cost me 37 cents. Today, you can get gas at the pump for $1.99. The financial world is in upheaval. People can't afford their mortgages. It's just too expensive to live, even though there's plenty of food and there's plenty of everything. The social world is in upheaval. Every time I hear a news report on the radio, someone killed somebody, either shot him or he stabbed him or he ran him over. This is the social world. There's no fear of the law. The social world is in upheaval. The moral world is in upheaval. There are worlds in upheaval. Modesty is out the window. Sneers, non-existent. If you want to defend your right to be a male and claim you have dignity, and I don't want to be have to walk into a washroom where a woman will walk into, this has become law. We're living in a time where it's comparable to the Dor HaMabul, to the Dor of the Flood. We are so close to Mashiach. We are at the brink of Mashiach. We have to be aware of this. And we have to know that we, parents, are to be the role models in training our children, the last lion, before Mashiach comes, so that they should become people who will be learned in Torah. They should be learned in Mishnah. They should be learned in Gemara. They should be learned in Halacha. They should be learned in Midos. Yes, Midos Tovos, in good character. Because when Mashiach will come, the reward for all that will not be the same at all. You know why? The Ramban says in Parshas Nitzavim, because we will not have a Yetzer Hara anymore to do anything evil. Doing good will be part of life. You'll have no urge at all to do anything bad. You'll naturally do things good. So how could Hashem reward you with the reward you expect to be getting for mitzvahs the way you're getting today? We have to grab the opportunity to do whatever we can with mitzvos, to train our family, to learn Torah, to enjoy Shabbos and Yontif, to inspire the younger generation. And if you're not equipped, you can ask rabbis who can help you to get the right information into the home, whether it's through the media, whether it's through books, whether it's through speeches, whether it's through videos, whether it's anyway. But we have to save the last line because we are at the brink of Mashiach. And this is the message of this week's Parsha. It starts off with training the Kohanim and training our young generation right into Shabbos and Yontif, and then the sad story of the Mekalel, the one who cursed Hashem. We have to learn from this week's parsha, the parsha of Chinuch HaBonim VaHaBonais. This is the message. And if we take it this way to heart, if we try our best, then we are guaranteed that Hashem will support us. Many a time we feel that it's an uphill battle. And in most cases, it is an uphill battle because we have to fight against the environment. But nothing is preventing any father and mother of davening to Hashem. No one's preventing anyone to stop at the bracha in Shemona Esrei, Ata Chonen Liadam Das, Hashem, you are the one that grants graciously Das, Seichel, intelligence. Give me the Seichel to train my family to become religious and committed Jews. They are the last lion. When you get to Shema Koleinu, before Modim, you ask Hashem, I pray to you, Hashem, give me the right answers, the right solutions, how I can make my family great and special and inspired by the Torah and its mitzvos. Hashem will answer you. Davin, and no one's preventing anyone from saying this in their thoughts and in their hearts. This is what it's all about. Parsha Zemor is a parsha of Chinuch Habanim v'Habanos. Let's take the message to heart. Let's train our children as best as we can, and Hashem will be holding your hand. You will see a difference, but it has to come from sincerity. If you're sincere, Hashem will definitely help you. May you all have hatzlacha, bracha, and nachas from your children. May you all try your best in training your children to be the last lion that will honor Hashem, b'mehera v'yameinu, speedily in our days. Agud Tavach.